Hello, boys, girls, and numbies. Welcome back to the Judgy's Place on the Internet. My name is Josh. That's Erica. That's Christian. And we are the Judgy's. Am I the asshole for starting this podcast way too fast?
Yes.
Okay, next door. Am I the asshole for wanting Erica to say yes?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Glad we got that out of the way. It's another banger episode because it's my episode.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Welcome to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judgies.
The judgies.
Guys, different energy in this dude today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I farted.
Okay. I came in, I thought, that smells like he fucking ripped a fat one.
Yeah, but it was a good one.
But, like, I could tell you're kind of having a bad day, and I didn't want to, like, kind of crush your spirits.
Yeah. Actually, the fart kind of lifted him, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, sort of gassed me up. You know what I'm saying?
Ow!
That's an early carrot.
You can't early
give it
carrot
back
and then ask for it back.
Give it back.
You get it once per half. It's like timeouts in a sports game. You'll get it back at halftime. Guys, I freaking got Erica good.
With
I don't remember.
Oh, the Kleckners hosted Friendsgiving.
Oh,
you guys,
boy.
Josh was a fucking asshole.
I do feel bad about it.
Ricky got
no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
When we went to work out on Saturday, he went, I kind of feel bad that I did that to Erica.
No, you don't. I don't believe you.
He said it.
He might have said it, but I don't think he meant it.
I was making yams, sweet potato casserole. Ever heard of it?
No.
And Erica, vehemently anti-sweet potato.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Are sweet potatoes and yams the same thing?
No.
No.
They're different.
Okay.
One is South African and one is South American.
We looked this up at Friendsgiving. Okay. I'm back on track.
And I was upset that she wouldn't even try my sweet potato casserole. Going into the night, she was telling me she's not going to try it.
Because I've had sweet potato casserole before and I didn't like it, Joshua.
But I strictly eat yams, Josh.
I don't eat yams either. I don't like those either.
Pretty rude to not try it.
Oh, my God.
So we get there, and I was supposed to have brought a pumpkin pie. Aurora had made an apple pie, and we brought that instead. Erica upset. So
pumpkin pie is my favorite.
Run to, as is mine. Run to Hy-Vee. Right next to the pumpkin pies, there's sweet potato pies. Grab one of each, take the labels off, bring them back, put the sweet potato pie on top. Little old Erica grabs a slice of sweet potato pie. Enjoyed it.
I did.
And then everybody starts laughing because I drunkenly told everybody at the party except for her.
And me.
Oh, I didn't tell Christian. You couldn't be trusted.
You thought I couldn't hold that secret. I could have held the secret.
Why would you ever admit to holding a secret from your wife?
I'm just saying I have the ability. I'm not saying that I would.
In theory.
Okay.
I've never done it in practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all laughed.
At Erica's expense. Yep.
Yeah, with Erica's expense.
At Erica's expense.
I bought it on your card. So it was with your expense. And then you got a slice of pumpkin pie. And then you went right back to the sweet potato pie.
That I did.
So
she made me swap back after giving me half a sweet potato pie.
I do feel like a dick because we've had stories very similar to that on this podcast. That's effectively just poisoning someone.
Mm-hmm. What if I turned out to be allergic to sweet potatoes?
Yeah. Well, that's why I told Christian.
But you didn't. Also, he doesn't know. I have no known allergies. What if sweet potatoes were my allergy?
But then, that's not really on Josh.
Yeah. I mean, and it was a yam pie.
I bet you'd still feel guilty about
it.
Well,
he should.
Yeah.
He should feel like the bad guy.
Are you kidding me?
But it's like, if you think about it for like half a second, you're like, okay, I guess like no one could have possibly known. And now you know. He kind of helped you in the future.
Well, I'm not allergic to sweet potatoes.
There you go.
It's fine.
She liked it better than the pumpkin pie.
I did.
It's pretty funny. I'm sorry, Erica.
No, you're not.
I am genuinely, like, I will never do that again. Because now I know you like sweet potatoes.
But you'll just do it again with some other type of food.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you're not sorry, actually.
Well, yeah. I'm upset that I got caught.
You're the one that admitted it to me.
Oh, no.
He admitted.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Next time Josh is going to dupe you with a little bit of cheese and pasta.
Ugh, no.
That one's a pretty...
No, it's not making cheese.
Good luck with that. I mean, all you have to do is add some hamburger. and I'll be.
Yeah. Guys, first story. I've heard the feedback.
Okay.
Not from the listeners. They can get fucked. From you guys specifically. I get it. My type of stories ain't exactly always the type of stories that elicits long, illustrious responses. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just, man, this dude is dumb.
Yeah, there's been a few times.
And you guys, I just picked out some stories that I thought you guys might like.
Okay.
Is that okay?
You guys as in the two of us?
Yeah, or independently.
Okay.
So this first one.
Let's just take a guess. Do you think it's poop or do you think it's tea?
I think it's tea.
Okay.
Josh doesn't have any poop stories.
Huh? I've picked out stories for each of you independently. Oh. Like one story is specifically Christian, one story is specifically you.
Okay, which one are you doing first?
I don't know. This is on relationship advice.
Okay.
I think it's been deleted.
Oh.
My 25 female boyfriend, 26 male, is not talking to me after a late night incident.
Oh boy. Okay. Now I'm starting to think maybe it is about poop.
Okay. So I'm asking what to do as my boyfriend is not answering my calls, texts, and when I drove past his parents' house, he wasn't there, which is his normal hangout when we are wanting to be away from each other. Pretty odd that they have a...
I was just... Is that a normal thing for couples to have? Be like, when I'm pissed at my partner, I fucking go to the rent's house. I go hit up the basement, the old stomping grounds.
I feel like 25 is too old to have like a go-to spot. I don't know.
That's just a shit odd. Take from both of you.
You have, when you're mad at me, you like leave and go to your spot.
No, but I think that's okay to have.
I just feel like that's a thing I only see in TV shows and movies.
Yeah, that's like, I just feel like if you're fighting frequently enough to have a known spot that there's bigger issues in the relationship.
Correct.
So let's get into that.
Mm.
Basically, what happened the other night is that we had a heavy, greasy dinner. It was a new pizza place, the kind where the plate is destroyed from the amount of grease and cheese on the plate. And after a while, he was feeling frisky, and I was in a good mood. And so I obliged. And the sex was okay for me, I guess.
I don't like that she said I obliged. Like, she wasn't, that, like, that doesn't feel consensual.
And now we're back into the tea.
Oh, jeez.
It sounds like we're going from the tea to the poo, so let's see.
From the poo to the tea, poo tea. What? Go on?
Do you, like, steep
go
feces?
Go on.
Do not deliberate. Continue right now. The sex was okay for me, I guess. Great for him. But normally after sex...
My pussy was bomb. His dick, at best.
Normally after sex, we just sleep naked under the covers. Now for the incident. Unfortunately, it seems that the pizza did not agree with me, and I accidentally diarrheaed on him.
On him? Is that what you just said?
It's not like I did it on purpose. But I woke up to him screaming that there's shit everywhere and him gagging, trying not to throw up. He even said that we would need to burn the mattress and blankets. I felt really embarrassed and still do, honestly. Mm-hmm. After he showered, he left the house without saying anything, and I haven't heard from him all day.
No, oh, that's a mature man.
I'm not sure what I can do. I feel really awful about all of this.
What a baby. What a baby-ass man.
I feel like that's the biggest takeaway from this whole thing is, like, you shouldn't have to be like, I got pooped on. I'm going to see my parents.
Now, does it make sense why, if he's getting shit on frequently, that he needs to have the go-away house?
I mean, if it's happening frequent enough, I get it. Like,
if I get shit on, I'm leaving.
Sorry. Really?
Sorry.
Oh, but you can pee in the bed and you just make your girlfriend clean it up.
I told her to leave.
No, you didn't.
I said, get out. I can't stop this. Get out.
I'm a monster. You don't want to be with a monster.
How much diarrhea are we talking about?
Yeah, how much, like, completely naked. Like, you have to have some forceful, like, projectile shit. And that's just, like, right on top of each other, which I guess is a possibility.
That's also only a thing that happens in TV shows and movies. No one actually sleeps that close. You start off close, and then you get, you go, I'm too hot. And then you roll over, right?
Correct.
Right, everybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, how much shit before you burn a mattress?
First of all, mattresses are very expensive. Also, you shouldn't be burning them. Okay, that's bad for the environment.
But what if it was like a bucket load of shit?
Yeah, like a, it's a lot of shit.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. It depends. I mean, like, do we have a protective cover on that? No, is raw dog. The...
Absolutely no protective cover.
Who raw dogs a mattress, first of all?
They were doing laundry. The fitted sheet hadn't been put back on.
I'm not talking about a fitted sheet. I'm talking about a protective covering, a mattress cover.
Okay, bougie ass. I'm proletariat over here. I don't have a protective mattress cover.
Oh, you don't care about bed bugs, Joshua?
Not even a little bit.
You should.
I'm the only bug in my bed.
It is estimated that every single person will have to deal with bed bugs at some point in their life.
Hmm. What if I already did?
Hope I never have to.
I feel like the estimate might be a little skewed because it's like they're really hard to get rid of. So it's like you deal with it like four times. Now you're taking up like four extra people having to deal with bed bugs and the average, right?
That's a great point.
Hmm. Interesting.
Anyway, I don't know. I feel like I would not want to throw away the mattress, but at the same time, I don't want to deal with that.
Flip it over.
Call a crime scene cleanup crew.
There you go.
They deal with all sorts of bodily fluids.
Stanley Steamer, maybe?
No. They'd probably throw the mattress away.
Yeah, the cleaning was $1,200 from Serta. I don't know.
Okay, so you're against burning the mattress, but what about the sheets? You wash the sheets, are gone. You're burning them.
Yeah.
I also feel like you can just take them outside and spray them down and then wash them.
It's not a like cleanly thing. It's like get rid of the shame, you know, like
I guess.
Start on a new slate. Just they're only $25 from Walmart. Get a new fitted sheet set and everything.
Kind of just lock that one away in the brain vault. Yeah. You know?
I guess.
Maybe get brown sheets. That way if it happens again, you're fine.
The issue here isn't, you know, that. This happened. It's her boyfriend's reaction to this.
Oh, yeah.
So you're turning this from a Christian story into an Erica story by focusing on the tea. So continue.
Okay. All I'm saying is if that's your person, that's your partner that you're going to potentially spend, you know, your whole life with, I feel like.
Maybe reevaluate.
Yeah. Also, is he never going to do anal? Because. That's the thing that
it's
could
on
happen.
Tables.
Okay. It can happen.
I literally said it's a thing that can happen.
Also,
well, shitting your bed is a thing that can happen, Josh. And he clearly couldn't handle that.
That's really funny. Just like, also, you're never going to be able to do anal. Come on, guy. Every time he does anal, he goes to his parents' house. You're like, did you stick it up the butt again, honey?
Stop.
Yeah, mom.
That's how I got my rad nickname, Boner.
Murder boner.
No, every time you say shit the bed, it makes me think of the old man from that Kmart commercial. I just shipped my bed.
Nice. The good old Kmart.
The greatest commercial ever made.
I love that commercial.
Now, are we more partial to Kmart shipped my pants or Listerine, I just took a strip?
Kmart shipped my pants.
Interesting. Are you ready for Erica's story?
Yes.
r/relationship advice, also a deleted one.
Ooh.
See, when you started with the last one as this one was deleted, I was like, this is definitely an Erica story because she always finds the ones that get deleted like two seconds later.
Also talk about how Josh is doing two relationship advice posts in a row, fully knowing that that's on his draft for the judge's draft.
Uh-oh.
And I think he's...
Collusion.
He's stacking this against us.
Fuck. I have not been... Have you guys been tracking the draft?
No.
Am I winning?
No. The only reason I even remembered that we decided to do a draft was because somebody asked in one of our YouTube comments about it, and I was like, oh, shit, we're doing that.
Fuck. I think I picked ones that were my favorite, and then I haven't gone back to them since.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I picked. So.
You know what? Speaking of YouTube comments, we got a very interesting YouTube comment.
Oh, yeah?
So this came out, what was this? This is episode 78. So this one, episode 76. Do you remember a little story that Christian read about a boyfriend that didn't quite understand gas prices?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm actually the girlfriend from the gas splitting story.
What the fuck?
Shut up.
A little more background. I am Canadian, and he came here on an exchange program from Italy. We began dating, and I felt bad that he came during COVID when everything was locked down. I wanted him to have a fulfilling experience in Canada. I took him on many trips with my car, which he insisted despite my car being old because it's, quote, cheaper than renting a car. And he was always nitpicky about splitting gas his way. Never offered to pay for the wear and tear, dinner, nothing. Apparently, when I dumped him, a month after the incident, he told me I'll never find anyone. And if I do find someone who cheats on me or treats me like shit, to think of him and how good of a boyfriend he was. And then he told other people that he only stayed in this relationship with me because I have a car. So glad I left.
I'm glad you left.
Oh my gosh.
That is so insane.
I think I deleted their comment that way, but like they couldn't get tracked down, but you know I got that screenshot before I deleted it.
Hell yeah. I hope that they're actually like listening and they understand why you did that. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. I love that we get like follow-ups.
That was crazy.
Love that.
I read that and I was like shitting my bed with excitement.
Have you noticed that trend on TikTok where people are like, I'm literally shitting and throwing up and passing out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I didn't really realize that it was a thing until my sister brought it up, and now we do it all the time. That's our daily conversation.
You just say it, or do you practice?
Both.
Shitting, yeah. Farting, and throwing up.
For sure.
The big three all at the same time.
I said it when I was going to lunch today. Because I was having a rough day, and I was like, if I don't leave right now, I'm going to pass out and throw up and cry. And my coworker was just like, that's a busy lunch.
You can fit that into an hour, huh?
You guys get an hour for lunch?
I do. Well, you technically, don't? I get two 15-minute breaks and a 30-minute break, but we all just combine them.
That's how we do it.
Okay.
Boyfriend, 35, female.
Huh? Wait, what?
Sorry. I've read this like five times, and I do that every time. Best friend, 35, female, has sent sexy, seductive photos to my fiance, now husband, 35.
I would just go ahead and say you can remove the title of best friend.
Do you think this is a Christian story or an Erica story? Because what if it was like sexy, seductive pictures of poop?
It's just...
That's not typically known as sexy or seductive.
It's pictures of her tucking in her shirt.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Well, call back to Tucky Chrissy. You can go follow that on OnlyFans at Tucky Chrissy.
What's the price like on that?
$0. It's free.
That's a great deal.
Free admission. For anyone that wants to see like four pictures of me tucking into my shirt, it's there for you.
I've, 35, female, no idea where to turn to with this. In 2018, I asked my best friend to be my bridesmaid. She's had a difficult relationship with her partner and, as a consequence, has lost all confidence in herself. She swayed between being happy to be bridesmaid to point-blank refusing to do it. I tried to support her during all of this. In the end, she was there as my bridesmaid on our wedding day, and I'll be forever grateful to her for her support. What I didn't realize is that the best friend in the lead up to the wedding had been sending seductive half naked pictures to my fiance. I happened to come across the photos on my husband's laptop yesterday. He had left them on show on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I confronted him about it.
Two years later, he still has these
3 years.
What the hell? Which means he got them back out.
Nah, he just left the file open for 3 years.
Okay.
He just has the background where it kind of cycles through all your photos.
Oh, cat God. Picture, dog picture, Christmas picture, friend's tits.
Also, he would have had to have like, I mean, I guess I don't know how she sent them originally, but he would have had to like take them from his phone to save them directly on his laptop.
Maybe it was email.
That's...
Yeah.
Old fashioned email. You're right. They're 35. They don't know how to send texts like that. Also, when he says when they say half dress photos, do you think that just means like into their underwear or like half, like just like
just
top
bottom
off,
only?
Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think just bottom only.
How about you, Erica?
Winter coat up top, mittens.
Okay.
Pooh bear in it.
Yeah, just absolute Pooh bear. Conversely, snow pants, full boots.
No top.
No hat.
Mickey Mousing it.
Glasses off. Mickey Mousing it. There you go. We got there. Okay. He said he had left them on show on the screen. Anyway, I confronted him about it. He said he got involved to try to make sure my best friend felt good about herself and wanted her to be there for me on the wedding day. Apparently, she sent him these photos, burlesque style. Does that mean without pants? As I quote, I look as a quote, I look like shit type of message. Apparently, she took up exotic dancing to try to make herself feel good. There were also plainer photos of her fully clothed but in seductive poses with her boobs out or in bed.
Hang on. Fully clothed but with boobs out?
That's half dressed. That's half naked.
I think they just mean like lots of cleavage.
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, titties could be out. I don't know. But if she's fully clothed, I'm assuming that they mean lots of cleavage.
My husband had chosen to keep all these photos.
I didn't know how to delete, babe. I would have. I just didn't know how to do it.
I duplicated them? Oh, no, again?
You know I can't read. Like, I saw duplicate, I saw delete. I don't know. I thought I did one.
Apparently. You ready, Erica?
As I'll ever be, Josh.
Apparently, some photos were sent after our wedding, too.
I knew that was coming. For sure.
He tells me he asked her to stop when he thought she had feelings for him.
At what point did he think that she had feelings for him?
You know what? Maybe tits half out, burlesque style. Maybe she got some feelings for you.
I think after the first photo, unless she followed that up with, oh my God, I sent that to the wrong person. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
As soon as she didn't say that, you should have known right then and there, she's got feelings. I need to shut this down.
Yep.
I feel completely betrayed by both of them. They've always got on exceptionally well to the point to where I was suspicious before, but got told by my husband I was being stupid.
Oh, go fucking figure.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm mad.
I want to talk to my friend about it, but she's currently not good in herself. And so I feel by confronting her will make her feel worse or depressed.
That's not your problem.
What do I do? I don't want to lose my friendship with my best friend, but also I can't pretend I don't know all of this.
You lost your friendship the day that she went behind your back and sent nudes to your husband.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
She's not a friend.
Absolutely not. And what's up with the weird, like, in the middle there, was the husband gaslighting her and being like, oh, this is why I had to do it. I had to tell her she looked good for her feelings.
Correct.
Hey, listen, credit where credit's due. He had a solid excuse.
No, he didn't.
Solid. Like, he was waiting on the day. Like, now look, the missus is going to catch me.
He had a rock hard excuse.
He knew what he was doing.
No.
I told her to stop. She didn't, but I kept saving him because, like, you know.
Well, then I kind of felt bad for her and I had to, like, oh, you looked really nice. Maybe send me another one.
Can you send me one where you look shittier? That way I can show my wife that it's because you look shitty. More tits! No! Less tits, please! Pussy out!
I guess there's no tits in this one, though, so it makes it better.
No, this guy's the worst, and so is the friend. Like, I understand, you know, having low self-esteem and not feeling good about yourself. Send that to your friend instead of to her husband.
And honestly, that's probably not even why she was doing it. That was just him lying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was just trying to fucking make, I wonder why she didn't want to be her bridesmaid.
Because she clearly had feelings for her.
Because she was
husband.
Fucking Jonathan the whole time.
Oh my God.
Do you think they're fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if it's a multi-year picture thing,
that has never stopped.
There's no way it hasn't escalated to physical.
Yeah.
For
there's
sure.
No fucking chance. Humans ultimately are just giant fucking monkeys.
Yeah.
And there's no way that doesn't escalate. You can't just fucking, unless they're into edging, but they just can't edge themselves for 3 fucking years.
Yeah.
I'm getting pissed right now thinking about it.
Yeah, for real. I don't know. This is shitty. I don't like this story, Joshua.
A shit story and a shitty. You don't like it?
I mean, it was a very juicy story.
Oh, my goodness,
but
Erica.
I feel bad. I feel bad that this woman is losing her friend and her husband. And if you don't divorce your husband for this shit.
It's really sad at the beginning where she's still like, I mean, she's giving all of the excuses still for her friend and for her husband.
Yeah.
I really hope she realized through the post that.
Yeah.
Because that seemed, a lot of them, obviously, you're like, that's a fake story.
Joshua, realize. Realize.
Mm-hmm.
Realize.
That's true. A lot of the stories seem fake and it's whatever. This one kind of, like the way it was worded and everything, it kind of felt real. And you're like, ah.
Yeah.
All right. How about a Josh story? Did you ever think about that?
No.
Did you ever think about maybe having a Josh story?
No. No, thanks. We'll call it a night, actually.
Yeah, Josh stories kind of blow.
Okay, do we want a Josh story? I'm not listening to your feedback. Do we want a Josh story that is about a boobs?
Ooh.
Or about a sex toy?
Okay.
I mean, you know I'm a boobs man.
Let me just get a little bit of clarification. Are we talking about actual boobs, or are we talking about like Drake and Josh, a pair of boobs?
Yeah.
Let's just go with boobs either way. I'll be happy with either option. Right.
This was sent to me by multiple. One was sent personally to me by Vanessa, and then somebody else sent us the story through an email. So you know I had to read it. It was actually not an option. I was going to choose this one the whole fucking time.
You were gonna pull this again?
Did you
sweet potato pie us on the pod?
I'll never do that to you again, Eric, I swear.
Am I the asshole for telling my aunt to, quote, flash those tits for a family group photo? You know this is a Josh story. That just screams Josh story.
I didn't mean to make that noise into the microphone.
You did.
No, it came out of me. I couldn't help it.
Okay, so first, this is a throwaway account. Writing on a cell phone, English isn't my first language. Also want to say I don't think or feel I'm the asshole here, but considering my mother's reaction, I want it up for judgment.
Nobody ever thinks they're the asshole when they write these stories.
So, background first. I'm what you can call fat. Working on it, but still got a
pretty
long way to go.
Pretty hot and tempting. I get it. It was PHAT fat, though, right?
I've never heard pretty hot and tempting as an acronym.
What?
Are you serious?
I didn't even catch that he said that.
If you didn't know that as a thing, I totally came up with it, and I'm super clever.
I've never heard that. I've always been large, and I've always had what you call a baby face. This person learned English by watching Friends, and their favorite character was Chandler.
I don't know his catchphrase. I would have said it right there.
He doesn't really have one.
His catchphrase is... Could it be any? Which I feel like is the same vein as what you call. Could I be any more serious? Like that.
What's the what you call?
He keeps saying what you call.
Ah, okay.
What you can call fat. What you can call a baby face.
What you can call fat.
I feel like that's pretty the John Mulaney version of Chandler. Like okay. If John Mulaney, they did a reboot of Friends, and John Mulaney, what you can call a baby face. It's something I've been bullied for growing up, so it's a sensitive topic in general.
I didn't like that, Josh.
My aunt is an individual who likes to get her way.
Well, no shit.
I forgot English was their second language.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, good point. I'm sorry.
I just did a whole thing about how English
is. Yeah. We're the asshole, I think.
Yeah. I feel bad now. Yeah.
If she doesn't, she will push it until it goes her way. She's also the kind of person who likes jokes on others' expense, but never her own. If someone would joke about her, she would be sulky or tell them off. I'm not fond of her due to being a target of her many jokes over the years, mainly for being big. That's bootylicious, I guess. Now to the event itself. We were celebrating my grandmother's birthday this weekend. Everyone vaccinated, don't worry. And all my cousins, not her children, uncles, aunt, and their spouses were there. My aunt was hosting. Everyone except my sister, who just last week had a baby. She had an infection with an RS virus and COVID. Ooh. And she was still at the hospital and could not attend.
Well, I hope she's okay.
Yeah. Which is a shame because my nephew was the first great-grandchild. So it was decided we would send her a copy of our yearly family photo. When we were setting up the shoot, my aunt said she had planned something. She comes out with a big toddler cap and a pacifier saying that I should wear it and use the pacifier, sitting in the front as a fun gesture to my sister.
No.
I was pretty horrified and said,
get your tits out.
No. What did you just say?
No.
Way. My aunt just replied, yes, you will.
Boo.
It will be fun. When I said no a second time, this time with emphasis, she raised her voice saying, don't be difficult. Come on, put it on.
You're also not going to talk to me that way. There's no fucking way you're going to convince me to ever do anything with that tone.
Could I wear any less baby clothes?
Yes.
Boo.
Oh, sorry. Here we go.
Boo. Thank you.
My mother just sighed and said to just indulge her, knowing my aunt will push until I do. Just put on the baby clothes.
Nah, go fuck yourself.
Honey, your aunt's a bitch. Just put on the fucking clothes.
Nah, she can go fuck herself.
We all know she sucks. Just put on the fucking clothes.
No, she can go fuck herself.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what I was thinking, but I said, okay, I'll do it if you go topless and pretend to breastfeed me.
Mm. Oh, I don't like that.
Everyone went quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Rightfully so. Mm-hmm.
My aunt's eyes went wide and just said, excuse me? Uh-huh. In a very offended tone.
Pull them big mommy milkers out so we can get this photo going.
Stop. Christian, did you pre-read? Because
that was very close. I followed up with a, come on, flash those tits. And all hell broke loose. My cousins giggling. My mother and aunt stood choking with their mouths open. My aunt's husband shouted, what the fuck did you just say to my wife? Get the fuck out of my house.
I was at her house.
Yeah, in her own domicile, nonetheless.
I got nothing, man. I'm mad.
I'm mad. I understand where he's coming from, but it was an inappropriate thing to say to your aunt.
More than wild take.
Me?
No, like, oh. to just think, like, this is going to go over real smooth.
More than happy to comply, I took my car keys and left, accidentally leaving my parents to a $60 cab bill since I was their ride.
Oof.
When my mom and that came home, my mom was furious, and she said she had never been more embarrassed, and I needed to apologize, which I just shook my head at, saying I won't. She deserved it, in my opinion.
I mean... I wouldn't have apologized either.
Let your pettiness show, Ricky.
My mom... Come on, whip out them petties!
Stop. No.
Whip out them Tom Petties, or else it'll be a heartbreaker.
Boo.
R.I.P.
Tom Petty died?
Like, yeah. 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Huh. She grounded me. Not that she can, since I am over 18.
That dumb bitch.
Legally? Legal? You cannot ground me.
Who does she think she is? My mom?
And have not spoken to me since. My aunt also kicked me out of our WhatsApp group and Facebook group.
Sounds WhatsApp? Like a
win. It does sound like a win.
So I head outside. So I need outside perspective on things. Am I the asshole for telling my aunt to flash her tits?
Yes.
By Babyface 2001, so they were only 20, presumably.
Yeah, I do think that's an asshole thing to say, but also, I get it.
She had it coming.
They both suck.
They both suck.
Like, you could have had a cooler thing to say to him instead of, like, show me your tits or whatever.
I mean, the flash me your tits would have been funny if said, like, if there was any joking, but the previous sentence being, I'll do it if you show me your boobs and breastfeed me.
We're already arguing. Yeah.
That makes you sound like a fucking sociopath.
Yep.
Like, your aunt is already insane for, like, yeah, I went on Amazon and ordered a $45 adult male-sized baby costume for you to wear for this one gag photo. Mm-hmm. Thank fucking God that your nephew got COVID that way that they couldn't come to this party, because I had this thing in the fucking closet waiting for a family photo opportunity. And now you look like the fucking crazy one for telling your aunt to whip out her tits. Yep. What if they weren't blood related? Does that make it better?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
It's still wildly inappropriate to say.
What if it was, auntie, go over to the other room and pump into a bottle? That way I can... Okay. I'm just trying to draw lines here, Erica.
We're just trying to figure out, yeah.
So there's no way he can get the sweet, sweet nectar out of his aunt's teat and have it not be...
Stop. Thank you.
What if he's... What if he's got, like, a breastfeeding kink that all stemmed from this?
It's his aunt.
It stemmed from this. He got shamed, and now he's like, I was a bad boy.
No, we need to move on.
I got grounded at 20. Let's take a break. I'm kind of a bad boy.
We're done with this. We're taking a break.
Bye.
Bye.
Give me the carrot back.
Guys, we're back, and we're here to talk about a wonderful podcast from Lemonada Media.
Called Good Sex.
Ooh, good sex. Everyone deserves great sex. But let's be real. Not everyone is having great sex. Or even good sex. Luckily, there's a podcast from Lemonada Media called Good Sex that talks about it.
Each week you'll hear two real people, a real life couple like us. Just like you and me. Or a pair of friends.
Like us. It's like, just like you and me.
Like us, Josh. They ask each other frank and frankly hilarious questions that will spark an honest conversation about why they aren't having good sex in the hopes that they can learn new things and put the good back in good sex.
They will dive into everything from communication that could use improvement to the constant togetherness of the pandemic, the interruptions by kids, and the mental hangups, understanding what keeps these couples from having good sex, which just might give you some ideas for how to get some of your own best sex in your life.
Mm.
Season 3 of Lemonada Media's Good Sex premieres November 9th. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Good Sex. And thank you, Lemonada Media. Hello, everybody, and welcome back on this side of the break.
This side of the break.
I texted all of my aunts. I just said hi. I didn't do anything dirty.
Stop.
Telling them hi?
Being weird about it.
Oh. Apparently a loving nephew can't text his aunts hi.
There was a subtext of like... It's out.
The Stop subject it. Line of the high text.
The whole like, reason we went to a break was to move on from this bullshit.
Guys, circle jerge time. Hit that button.
Circle jerge.
Thank you, Emo Joseph. We will use that forever and we will not pay you. This is an old email that I got at work.
Okay.
Thoughts?
An old email that you got at work, meaning somebody in your company sent it to you?
It is a corporate email sent out to everybody.
Oh, boy. Are you going to get trouble?
Get fired?
No, because I'm not going to say that I work for McDonald's corporate.
Okay. Huh? Where's bleep noise?
where's 5 second ago bleep? 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. All right. So to be more inclusive in the year that is 2021, my company opened up a diversity and inclusion panel, and on it, it's all pretty much white people, because of course it is.
You had me going at the first half. It sounded like a good idea.
So, they decided to have the diversity and inclusion award winners. So, anybody could be submitted. You could submit yourself, somebody else can submit you, but it's people within our company doing things to promote diversity and inclusion at the workplace.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read.
How many times did you submit yourself?
I didn't submit myself a single time, but I did petition Prom King style to all my coworkers to put me in. And I probably could have fucking won for something better than this. So these are the winners. There were 3 winners within the company. The first one, you get a dude's name.
Michael.
Michael, this is a winner. Granted, out of all of the company, there are 3 winners.
This is a winner. Okay.
Michael recently hired a female team member to fill a position at the predominantly male facility. His focus was on her ability to perform the duties of the job, not her gender. He values her diverse ideas, skills, and experiences with the professional respect she deserves. Michael's commitment to building inclusive teams is essential to employee engagement and success.
Dude, way to go. Way to go, Michael.
So this dude won an award. And I looked it up, white dude. Dude won an award for hiring a woman. Not because she's a woman, but because she earned the job.
I mean, I think it would feel worse if he hired her just because she's a woman. But it's the point. This sucks.
The fact that he thought he deserved recognition.
You know he put himself into the fucking pool.
Yeah, like a typical Michael. Yeah.
And...
absolutely typical Michael here.
And the fact that that was top 3, mm-hmm. meaning what do you think the other ones were?
Were there only 3 submissions?
What's funny to me is they never announced how many winners there would be beforehand, meaning they could have just done 1. They didn't have to do 3. They all got the same award, which was like a diversity and inclusion statuette.
All expense paid trip.
A prize package valued up to $150, which was just merch for our company, like t-shirts and like drinking cups. And then a donation of $250 from the company to a charitable organization of their choice. So it's not like they even won anything. They could have just
not like they picked a charitable organization that focuses on diversity and inclusion.
So you guys ready for the second one?
Is it
deserving of an award is that first story?
Some would argue more.
Okay.
Mm. I wouldn't. Some would. Can I get another guy's name?
Let's go with Frank.
Recently, Frank hired a team member enlisted in the Army National Guard. He has supported the diverse needs of his team member by rescheduling and covering shifts based on the team member's military schedule. Frank's commitment to supporting diversity has made a positive impact on employee engagement and retention.
Hey, you know what? Way to go, Frank.
Attaboy, Frankie!
So...
he hired a dude who needs one weekend a month off. And that's diversity and inclusion. Because if you're in the National Guard, you need to have at least one weekend a month off to go do, I don't know, war crimes. Stuff. Yeah. Or preparation for war crimes, whatever. I don't give a shit. Okay, so those are the two. It was hiring a woman, not because she's a woman, and hiring a National Guard person who, like, you get, that's fine. That's not diversity or inclusion.
That's not diversity.
All right, last one. Can I get a woman's name?
Oh, there's a woman?
Also, Frank, white guy.
I'm going to go with Ashley.
Ashley exemplifies our company's commitment to supporting organizations dedicated to educational, social, and economic equality.
Okay.
She regularly organizes community outreach programs, donations, and events for the city office. She also demonstrates inclusiveness by involving everyone in her projects to gain different viewpoints and inputs.
That's impressive.
And so, here, Ashley, you deserve this. But as a joke, we're going to go... Ashley, you're trying to show up all your peers.
I don't like that you used my voice to boo her.
Our entire diversity inclusion thing has been a fucking joke from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that like they didn't have to do three. They could have just taken Ashley.
Yeah.
Which was the only one that was actually a good thing.
But see, we've got hired a woman, which you should be doing anyway. Hired a National Guard person, which like, cool, I fucking play D&D on the weekends. Who gives a shit? And somebody who does outreach work for their community.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're all equal. They all are first place winners.
And they all got the same prize, which is company merch and $250 donation in their name.
I really hope Michael and Frank message Ashley and be like, you clearly know a good organization to donate this money to.
You know Michael and Frank donated the Michael and Frank Human Fund for Michael and Frank.
Correct.
You goddamn know they did.
You can just make that out to NRA.
That's really funny, man.
Thanks, dude.
So another funny thing, and we don't have to get into this entirely. I tweeted about this. We had a diversity inclusion training for working with old people.
Okay.
And in it, normally with our diversity and inclusion training, it's like some bullshit like company that made a slideshow or whatever. This was just ripped from a book from a guy who's a 100 millionaire, not quite a billionaire, who at the age of 50 retired from being a hotel mogul and was like, I want to make more money. Came out of retirement. Helped Airbnb to become a piece of shit company. And in that experience decided, hey, I was kind of being discriminated against as a 53-year-old because all these young tech bros were like calling me a boomer. I'm going to write a book about how you need to be respectful of your elders in the workplace. And we got fucking trained on that. We got fucking trained on how to be respectful to people that are older than us in the workplace.
Just because sometimes I lose the mouse on the computer screen and I don't understand that a double click isn't the same as a single click. They were giving me shit, and I wasn't taking it, all right?
The opening line of this training, the opening fucking sentence was, more and more people are working past the age of 55 in our workplace, and we have 30% more people working over the age of 65 than we did in 1990. And I was like,
wonder why?
Wow, people can't afford to retire because you're stealing all of their profit? That's fucking crazy. And then the next fucking line, millennials don't have quite the established work ethic or knowledge to work with everybody in the workplace.
This is why we make fun of you, Karen.
It was so infuriating. I was like, oh, and they're calling millennials like 21-year-olds, which is like the whole generational gap's fucking stupid anyway. But like, get your generations right.
Yeah.
It was insane. And it said that millennials don't have, we lack social empathy because we only talk to people online. And that if you if you're at adult, if you're 60, you have more social empathy and intelligence.
And that's why they get mad at us for saying no problem or happy holidays.
Well, it's because you got to be good at working with people if you've been there a long time. It's definitely not the crotchety assholes that have been working there for 40 years that everybody fucking avoids.
I got good social empathy because I leave a $2 tip, okay, guys?
Did I ever tell you guys about the... I'm like the youngest person where I work. And we had a staff meeting one day and they were ripping on millennials and I got fed up. And the one lady that I fucking hate...
You know who you are, bitch.
I hope you don't watch this because I don't ever want to think about you ever again in my life. She retired. And then the day she retired, I blocked her on all social media, deleted her phone number, blocked her phone number, and it's been brilliant. Anyway.
Is this the plant lady?
Yes. She said something along the lines of, "What are you millennials waiting for?" And I looked her dead in the eye in a room full of my coworkers, most of them boomers, and I said, "We're waiting for all you fucking boomers to die." It was great.
Did it feel good?
It felt so fucking good. And they all just kind of stared at me. And then my boss was like, okay, moving on. It's like,
And then they tried to get up, but they broke a hip as they pushed their seat out.
I wish I could do something like that.
Yeah.
I'm jealous that you're able to, one, to articulate your thoughts when you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that you're just able to say it.
Yeah, it was kind of risky, but like.
Paid out.
It paid out. Yeah. She's fucking gone now, and I don't
ever... Wait, like...
Absolutely. Like...
She fucking kicked the bucket?
I wish. No, she lives in Arkansas now, so...
Basically the same thing.
Yeah. You're dead to me.
Yeah, I guess she...
All of her Arkansas viewers, I'm sorry.
She finally noticed that I blocked her on all social media, because she texted one of my coworkers and was like, does Erica still work there?
Oh, no.
And my coworker was like, yeah. She's like, huh. She just deleted me off Facebook, I guess, and blocked me. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, because you fucking suck.
Yeah, you bitch. You know who you are.
Governor of Arkansas. She's really been moving up since she left. Are we ready for the listener submission?
Yeah, dude. We're definitely ready and prepared.
Guys, send in listener submission sounds for us to play right now. That would be on Instagram or to our email, preferably email. Also, don't use copyrighted music if you can, because then it kind of fucks with YouTube and everything. But we appreciate everything you send in. I definitely don't get mad at when they're shit quality.
Ready?
So ready.
Let's start that.
We say ready one more time.
Hold on.
Get it clean.
She's hitting pause and it just keeps playing.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
And there you go. That's the listener submitted sound for this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's copyrighted. I can't play that one, guys. We're going to replace it with a shit one.
Oh, dude. That's such a bummer.
Guys.
That's my listener submission sound for you.
I appreciate all of you for listening. Clearly, you're making me cash and money and wealthy, and you stroke my ego. But I fucking hate all of you. Except for you, person who moved to Arkansas. You're doing great, honey. Speaking of wonderful listeners, somebody sent us in a story. And this one's gory.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm sorry, allegory. Alimony? What's wedding?
Ceremony?
You got it.
Alimony is what you have to pay your spouse when you divorce them and you make more money than they do.
Mm. Am I the asshole for not paying for my oldest daughter's wedding dress?
No.
I mean, did you pay for your youngest daughter's wedding dress?
Hi, judges.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a 54-year-old mom of four. My youngest daughter and oldest daughter announced their weddings not too far apart. Shit planning.
Yeah, poor planning.
That poor mom. She's going to be financially ruined.
My youngest, who is 21, is getting married next month, and my oldest is getting married in October of 2022. My oldest daughter, who is 26, plans way ahead of time because she likes to have total control of big situations.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter is my best friend and shadow.
Ooh.
I don't like the comparison. Ooh. My oldest daughter, she's really, really thoughtful. She plans for everything. My youngest daughter's my best friend.
My oldest daughter's an uptight bitch.
She's been planning her wedding for only 3 months prior to the wedding date. I recently paid for her dress, which was a whopping 10 grand.
What the fuck?
And she looks...
Boo.
She looks so beautiful. Erica, you're having a bad time.
$10,000.
A whopping $10,000.
For a wedding dress.
That's almost as much as our entire wedding.
Now, what if I told you she looks so beautiful like Cinderella?
Okay. You know what? No. You know...
No.
The audience approves of that one.
No.
My oldest daughter was ecstatic. She asked when I was available to go dress hunting with her, to which I gave her my full ability for the next few months. Then she asked what my budget was. I laughed and said, whatever you feel comfortable spending, you're the one that has to save for it.
What the fuck?
She seemed shocked by this answer.
Yeah.
And asked why I would pay for my youngest daughter's dress and not hers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a hospital doctor, you see.
I explained it's not that I don't love her, and it's not a problem with money. But her wedding is much smaller, more exclusive, and that my priority is my little girl right now because I'm paying for her entire wedding.
You pay for her entire wedding and you want to buy her dress?
She began crying and stormed out of my house, leaving her fiancé with her dad and I. Suddenly, I've become the bad guy as I'm now being berated by my husband and my oldest daughter's fiancé. You said you couldn't pay for anyone's wedding? Why are you playing favorites? Well, I only see my eldest daughter once a week. What I barely know the woman.
What? What? To see a 26-year-old once a week is lucky. They have a full life to live.
My mom would murder people to see me once a week.
Literally, you grew this person inside your body for 9 months. You birthed them. And you raised them for 18 years. And you don't know them now that they're 26? What?
She has her own life and family, but my youngest baby still lives with me and does everything with me. My husband says I never give the opportunity to my oldest daughter, but why would I when my best friend is already living with me? It seems unfair that they expect me to pay for both my girls' weddings. My youngest baby is having a huge wedding and it needs to be perfect. She's letting me have full creative freedom and I don't get to have that with my oldest. It seems fair in my mind, and besides, my oldest daughter has always been very independent. Am I the asshole?
Yes! Oh my god!
I've just come to the realization that this is a listener submission, and we are... You're a bad person.
Listen.
Sorry.
Is this the person who sent us in the pea soup sound? Because I've got a lot of notes on you.
You're blatantly playing favorites, and that is not fair to your other children.
It's insane. Go back and read how you described your youngest daughter's wedding versus, like, your oldest daughter.
Why doesn't your oldest daughter deserve a perfect wedding?
Even just the way they worded the email of, like, when the eldest daughter was upset, your first thought was, it's not that I don't love her. It's like, nobody was questioning your love for your daughter.
No.
You're the one who brought up how you don't love your daughter.
Oh, God.
That was rough.
Also, like, I can't pay for my oldest daughter's small, intimate wedding because my youngest daughter needs an awesome bash, a blowout bash for all of her friends and everybody in town to come to.
Also,
$10,000 for a wedding dress. That's insane.
Also, she said she doesn't give her oldest daughter a chance to, like, know her because she already has a best friend in her youngest daughter. Are supposed to be your kids, not your friends. Like, kids first. They can be your friends.
But... I mean, my mom is my best friend, but at the same time, like, she's still my mom.
Right.
And she bought my wedding dress. I think mine was, like, $900.
$900? Oh. That was almost as much as our entire wedding.
No, it wasn't. But I guarantee you that she'll buy my sister's wedding dress, too.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Your mom does not pick, like, favorites during this stuff.
I mean, I know it's me, but...
Right, but she doesn't say it.
Right.
Her eyes scream it, but she doesn't say it.
She doesn't say it.
Right.
But now, we all know.
You are your mom's shadow.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I don't know. Toby acts more like my mom than I do, but...
But hey.
My mom and Toby both like to get into fights with people.
Oh.
They're both...
Confrontational?
Yes. They like to tussle.
Bullies.
They are bullies. Yeah.
Your whole family is bullies.
Except for me.
No, yeah. I was also.
Well,
hang on.
We're renaming the bullies. The bulliest place on the internet.
No. I don't like that.
My name's Raj.
Oh.
What's your bully alter ego?
I don't have one.
Yeah, I'm Raj.
Okay.
Zane here.
Bertha.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bertha. That's a really cool name, Bertha. Listen here, mother. I bet you stink of...
What are you...
God. My mom's already going to be mad that I even said any of this, so...
Am I the victim for not giving my lunch money to the bully at school?
Let's just cut
all
of this.
Am I a bully for lighting a lady's hair on fire?
Stop. Listen, my mother set two separate people on fire. On separate
not
occasions.
A bully. I'm not a bully.
I also just learned the other day that in one other fight, she broke a girl's leg.
Guys, thank you for listening. if you want to hear more stories, please send them in. If you have your own, at judgiespod@gmail.com. That's judgiespod@gmail. And Erica, if they want to see us on Twitter, where we tweet bangers, and by we, I mean me, where can they do that at?
At judgiespod, judgiespod.
And we also post pictures, and by we, I mean he, on Instagram. Where's that at?
That's judgiespod on Instagram.
And we also create... fire, fuego, flaming TikToks. Almost like that bitch that Erica's mom's fought hair.
You know who you are, bitch.
They didn't fight. She just lit her on fire.
At Judgy's Pod on TikTok. We also have a Patreon where you guys can see bonus content of all listener submissions and ad-free episodes. Christian, where can they do that at?
Oh, that's patreon.com/judgiespod.
And Erica, last but certainly not least, shirts, merch.
Is it Bonfire?
Bonfire. Link in the description.
Bonfire.com/we like beans.
We're going to add more, guys. We know not everybody likes beans. We get it.
Thank you to everybody that has purchased the shirts
yes.
so far.
And we're just going
to
get...
you.
Listen, Christian, I'm saying it on the pod. That way you only have 6 days, 7 days to get it done. Crew necks, turquoise, Judgy's logo on the breast. And we'll see ya. On the rest of our episodes. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Mom, I'm sorry. I spilled your tea. Don't be mad at me.
Fuck, the judges love you.
You can't. You have to smooch on the drum hit.
I did it on your four, Josh.
You do it on 2, 3, 4. You're supposed to do it on the next beat. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. Do, 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 do. You always do it on the next beat.
Well, fuck.